Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything, from what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is.
Hello, hello, and thanks for tuning in. Y'all know it is Monday, not live. That's right. Trisha's Talk 101. However, tonight, live from studio in New York to Memphis, Tennessee, is a co-host. And guess what, y'all? This is her first time co-hosting, so we want y'all to dial in and support her. She's co-hosting for her sister, Trisha, who is not going to be hosting her show tonight. She is in college. As you know, we support college on our show, so we always augment our show to accommodate Trisha because we want her to be cum laude when she graduates from, I believe that is, I can't ever remember the name of the college, y'all, but I do remember that it's in Maryville, Tennessee. How about that? So, anywho, we need you to call in at 1-646-200-3422. The chat room is open for those of you who are international listeners and followers and fans. Come into the chat room. Give us some love. Come on and show some love for Tia Watts. I'm bringing her into the studio now.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Tia. Hi, Tia. Welcome. Welcome to the platform. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
I'm good. About you? What about you?
Oh, I'm very well myself. Yes. Had acting all day today for about 5 hours at UT. Yeah. Had to come in and do the show. But, you know, every time I get on the air or in front of a camera, I'm always happy. I'm like reborn. So, I understand that you are filling in for your sister tonight, and
yes,
I just want to give you a thank you for doing that. You've always had such a very nice radio voice and have always used correct grammar. You know, I tried to recruit you 2 years ago, 1 year after your sister had been on the show and on the platform. But we are happy to have you tonight. And we thank you for filling in for your sister and helping her out. That's sister love, y'all. That's what you call sister love. And can we get an applause for some sister love in the studio, y'all? Did you hear me? I said sister love. That's right. All right, applause. I want applause. What happened? Thank you so much. All right, Tia, take it away. I understand you got a hot topic for us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. So today's one-on-one will be, how do you feel about woman to woman?
Okay.
And
so, mm-hmm.
And my opinion on woman to woman is that the woman who approaches the other woman just wants to be messy and start things, because apparently the other woman is very oblivious to what's going on, because rather she's the side or not, the man doesn't want neither women to know and feel that they both should stay in their place. And on top of all that, I feel like you should approach the man, because at the same time, the man knows nothing. No, the woman knows nothing, because the man's playing both of them. in my opinion.
Okay. So let me ask you this. When you use your topic, woman to woman, we're referring to relationships. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what does the little phrase, woman to woman, actually mean? What does it actually mean?
In my opinion, woman to woman means like a female coming for another female over a guy that's really playing both of them and wants both of them to stay in their place, whether they're the main or the side, it still shouldn't be right. Like, if you feel your man is cheating or you find a number and you call that number and the girl answers, don't come for her because man's hands is out of pain. She didn't know anything. So why come to her when you should be approaching your man if this your so-called man?
Mm-hmm. So is this woman approaching the other woman for a conversation or for a catfight or what?
I feel like it's for them to be a catfight, basically. It's like you want to start something with the other female. When really some females that if it was a woman to woman approach, some females wouldn't care. But you also have some that actually entertain the situation and is the situation on. And you have...
Okay. Have you put this topic out and got some callers with some interesting opinions to call into the show so that they can interact with you on this topic? If not yet, I'm going to give you time to do that. We're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, get on the Twitter, everybody. Get on Facebook and post it as a call now because it is a topic that they know they have an opinion on. So they might as well be opinionated on the Trisha's Talk 101 show because she tells it just like it is, y'all. We'll be right back, all right, right after this short commercial. Don't go anywhere. Stay in that chair, all right? All right, then. We'll be right back.
Hello, you're listening to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything. So kick back, relax, and we'll be right back.
All right, we are back, and we're taking it back to Tia now so that we can go to the lines on her hot topic. If you're just tuning in, Tia is the sister of Trisha, and Trisha is the host of Trisha's Talk 101. So her sister is hosting for her tonight, and her topic is hot. It is woman to woman, y'all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know y'all got an opinion about that. So you got the right show to talk about it on. Okay, let's see. We're getting ready to see if anybody's ready to talk. Uh-oh, there we go. We're going to the line.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Go ahead, Tia. You have a caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
So weak.
What is your opinion on Woman to Woman?
If you come in Woman to Woman, then come straight forward with it. Don't be holding it off.
All right. So basically you're saying you feel like if you're coming Woman to Woman, you should just be straightforward and honest with it instead of basically wanting to argue and bicker about it every time you see the other woman. Like, be straightforward to everything, to how you feel and all that.
Right.
All right. That's a good thought to have in mind whenever a woman approaches me about a man.
So do you think that this would be able to even start off as a conversation caller?
May you please repeat that, Ms. Emily?
Yes. The caller said don't hold back. So I want to know, is she talking about don't hold back in the conversation or don't hold back in the cat fight? So would we be able to start a conversation call, do you think?
Yeah, I think a conversation could be started, and it might resolve with a cat fight.
Uh-oh. I was really hoping that you said, yeah, a really conversation, intelligent woman-to-woman conversation can occur in these situations more than not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose that depends on a lot of factors, and one of them, probably the one that sticks out in my mind most of all, would be the age of the person, right?
Right.
Of the ladies. How do you feel about that, caller?
Nice.
If you more so younger, then it'll be more fighting, but if you're older, it'll be more straightforward and just talking it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tia, any more questions for this caller?
I honestly agree with it. It's like age limit wise. Like she said, if you're much younger, then yeah, it almost like to start a fight. But when you're older, it's like you accept more things when you're older because you're more mature. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds about right to me, too. I agree with both of you guys, yeah. Very good point, callers. She says just spill it all out and not hold it in the back. Let me just ask one question, if I may, to your caller. What would be something that a woman confronting another woman would hold back, caller?
It would be like if you confront another woman about infidelity, then you should be straightforward with that woman. Like if you're the one who's getting to you though, and you're asking, just ask. Don't be scared to ask. If you're scared to ask, then it'll cause problems within the conversation.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And what about the reverse vote?
And then with the other woman, it would be like they shouldn't cause a problem. If they did, then answer it truthfully. And if they didn't, then let it go with it.
Mm-hmm. So if they're guilty, answer it honestly. But if they're not guilty... Go ahead, Colin.
Right. It be truthful. Like, if you know you did it, then answer with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Lying is going to make it worse.
Ah, interesting. All right, Colin, you gave us some good points on that, didn't you, Tia?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, especially for you young people. You know, because, see, Miss Emily Curls is not getting ready to be caught in that situation. My days of that is over. Thank God. Alrighty then. Carla, we appreciate you so much for calling in. Listen, we're just going to put you back into the green room where you can continue to listen to the show. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. All right then. Oh, wait a minute. That Carla's in. Okay. Wait a minute now. Okay. I think we have another caller here, but I kept hearing some feedback. Okay, we're going on to the line some more. Tia, let's see. Here we go. Hi, caller. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I bet you all know who this is, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Even though I'm not able to go live, I still wanted to call in and listen to the show. Might I say, Tia, you are doing a wonderful job, little baby. Thank you.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you. Now, see, that's professionalism. That's what the team talks to learn. Professionalism. Thank you, Tricia.
I was also calling to talk about the topic, Woman to Woman.
Go ahead. I'm going to put myself on the green room because it looks like I'm doing the echo. Y'all, go ahead.
Me personally, I feel like a woman approaching another woman, sometimes it can be called messy because why are you approaching another woman about her man for, especially if you knew about it? If you knew, then, of course, you know you're the one in the wrong. However, if you didn't know about it and you're informing her about what he is doing and what he will do and what he has done, then I can see, okay, you're trying to help out a friend. Well, she's not your friend, but you're trying to help out another woman. Because you do have some guys that like to play both sides, how, like you said earlier in the show, where you have guys, they don't want to know about, they don't want the other girl to know about their girl. But at the same time, if you know you're trying to be a two-timing dog, then, I mean, what you expect? Because I guarantee you, they're going to find out about each other one way or another. Y'all, then, however, y'all will feel like, oh, she's not going to know or she won't find out. Trust and believe, we will always find out. Sometimes you turn on yourself. So when you tell on yourself, it's like, okay, guess what? I did that. Hey, you just told off on yourself. That's how we find out. Not only that, sometimes your homeboys, they will be the ones to rat you out or say, oh, well, you know he doing this or you know he doing that. So approaching another woman about her man, it's like you want to be messy, but then again, you don't want him to have both of y'all out there looking dumb. You see what I'm saying? And you actually have some girls that actually team up against the guy. And I actually like that better where it's like, okay, instead of the woman arguing with each other, why are you all arguing with each other? You two, to be honest, neither of you owe anyone any loyalty. He owes you two the loyalty. You see what I'm saying? You're not obligated to say, well, this, well, that. Because I had a friend. Well, she was talking to some guy, and she was like, I feel like I should tell his girlfriend about such and such and such. I said, and you do that, you know what she going to do? She going to pop you in your mouth because you're being messy. Not only that, you knew about her. It's not like she knew about you. You knew about her. So since you knew about her and you still choose to do what you wanted to do, guess what? That's your fault. So you do have people that do it to be messy. So it's like, no. Me personally, I would never approach another female about my guy. Why? Because she doesn't owe me loyalty. He does. He's the one that vowed to commit to me. He's the one that said, I wanted to make this relationship work, not her. So me approaching another woman for what? Not only that, if I know what is mine, what's the point of me arguing back and forth with somebody that I know that's mine? Especially if I know who he calling, who he texting, who he with 24/7. Why argue with somebody that I know that's mine? And that's what women fail to realize. Why argue with somebody that you know? Why argue with another woman about what you already have? It's pointless, especially if you know he's not going nowhere and you're not going nowhere. Why argue? Why? And that's what females mess up at, because they like to argue. And what you and the caller said previously, I want to say I'm going to slightly disagree a little bit, because, yes, you have kids that do argue back and forth over dudes, but you also have grown women that will fight over a guy as well. Trust and believe, I've seen it before. And I'm like, really? Really? He played you and he played you, so why are you fighting over somebody that played both of y'all? Why? And not only that, you have to know your worth, and you have to know when to say, oh, I'm done. Because you have someone that say, oh, I'm done with this guy, and they still be right back with the guy. No. So approaching woman to woman, guess what? It's not worth it. It's really not. When you think about it, it's not worth it at all. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's still going to do what he wants to do. And not only that, he's going to do what you continue to allow him to do. So you think he's going to respect you? No. Why? Because you allow him to do it continuously. And he knows that he can easily say sorry and, oh, he easily forgot. No, ladies, put your foot down. Learn what to say no. Learn what to leave someone alone. Because at the end of the day, your guy should not make you feel like you're in competition with no woman, period. You shouldn't feel like you compete for his love or you compete for his attention. It shouldn't be that way. If you feel like you compete for his attention or you feel like somebody else is before you, it's time for you to go. You can tell him, okay, I feel like such and such and such. I say give him two times. You address it to him two times. That third time he's still doing what he want to do, guess what? It's time to move on. Why? Because there's plenty of fish out there in the sea. Why settle for less so you can settle for more? And you know that you are worth it. You see what I'm saying? So, woman to woman, what's the point of that? But that's what I had to call and, you know, get off my chest and let you all know. Woman to woman, it's not worth it. It's not.
Well, I honestly agree with you 100%.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm going to let you put me back into the green room so I can continue to listen to your lovely show, little girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Tracy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Tim, back to you.
Yes, I am here.
So it's back to you. Whatever you want to say, or do you have a comment or agreement, disagreement with some of the things that Trisha said?
I honestly agree with everything that Trisha said, because it's like she said, if a man wants you, he won't be playing with your feelings, and he won't be playing with the next girl's feelings. Why should you feel like you're in competition if he's supposed to be yours? Why should you feel like you're in competition if he asks you to be with him, not anybody else? Why would you want to argue with a female if he's supposed to show you trust, honesty, and loyalty, not her?
Right. Well, do we have any questions from the callers that are in the studio itself? This is your time for you to press 1 to raise your hand so we can hear from you. You can agree or not agree or just say something altogether different. We are open. So stay right there in that chair, and we'll be right back.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Okay, then. Well, we're back, Tia. Let me get Tia back. Okay, we're back, Tia. We don't have any hands raised in the studio at this time. Do I have an echo? Okay, I do, for some reason. Okay, we've got, I believe, another caller. I'm going to have to stay in the green room tonight. Wow. That's new. Okay, T, your caller's on the line. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
This is my talk show, but this is Mom.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
So, you know, I had to call and put my input in, but my input is from a different perspective. We talk about the woman to woman. When we say woman to woman, to me, it's more adult. But we need to also look at it from a preteen or a teen standpoint, because you do have young girls that's in high school and they got these little boyfriends, and when they break up with the little boyfriends and the boyfriend move on, you have situations where that young lady has not moved on, or that young guy has not moved on. And instead of them having a beef with the person they were with, they have a beef with the person that person is with now. So that's something that we have to look at and we have to address, too, when we talk about teenagers having issues and problems. That's because a lot of times they don't know how to move on. And they do a lot of young teenage girls or young teenage guys, they approach the young guy or the young lady that other person is with, and it's wrong. You know, if that person says that I don't want to be with you anymore, and I have moved on, a lot of times it's hard for them as teens to do that. Why? Because in relationships, when you are a teenager, you become attached to that person, especially if you have been with them for so long. So that's the other aspect of the woman-to-woman kind of thing that we also have to deal with, and we have to talk about with our young ladies, that it's okay to move on. And it's like Tricia was saying earlier, know your worth. You know what you're worth. You don't have to settle for this young guy or that young guy, especially when you know he's talking to this girl, that girl, and that other girl, and the girl across the way. You know, know your worth, you know, and if it's not working out and you see that it's not working out, move on. And it's nothing wrong with moving on. How this is, too many fishes swimming in the sea. The only thing is you're going to fish and throw that line out and see how many you can catch, and whichever one works for you. If you don't work, you throw his butt back in there and find fish for another. And that's all I got to say.
I know, that's right, Mom. Look, Mom, you remember that song, Too Many Fish in the Sea.
Yes, ma'am. Too many fish.
These young people, the people don't know nothing about that song. They need to go back and go by and listen to all that old R&B music.
Yes, sir.
They can learn a lot, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Too many fish swimming out there. You got a plethora of opportunities, of choices.
That's right.
You know, don't settle. You know, and again, know your worth as a young lady. You know, don't settle for any and everything or any and everybody that comes through, how they say, whisper sweet nothings in your ear and tell you you're beautiful. You know that you're beautiful. You can feel
That's
beautiful
right.
and be beautiful. He don't have to tell you that. You know, yeah, it's good to hear, but know that for yourself. You know, just
I know, right?
saying something to think he really doing something and he's not. You know, and
I know.
That's just what time it is in this day and time.
That's exactly right, Mom. Well, thank you so much for that, because that is a different point of view, particularly for our younger ladies. You're right.
Exactly.
They're just getting into their relationship, so they don't know nothing. I'm just going
right.
to say it. They don't know nothing.
Don't know nothing. Yeah, because it's like you're still growing and you're still getting to know, you know, and that's how that's the beauty of getting into your teens and learning yourself and knowing yourself, you know, and knowing what you expect of a young man. You expect him to open the door for you. You expect him to pay for the movie or pay for the meal or pay for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not with that Dutch stuff, because if you like me, then you're going to show me that you like me.
Say that again, sister. Say that again, sister.
I'm not paying for my meal, but if we go out, I'm not paying for the meal, but I'm going to make sure I have
my money
to pay for
that.
You can't pay for hours.
That's right, because you know what I used to tell them? You know what I used to tell them, Mom?
Yes, ma'am.
I got food at home, okay?
Yeah.
And no, you cannot come over there, none. For real. You know, and if you want to see me, you're going to take me out to real dinner.
Take me
out.
Exactly.
If you can't afford me, don't ask no more because I am a high cost.
Hello? Exactly.
Young lady. I used to tell that stuff when I was young. So
yeah.
I ain't changed.
I haven't changed
at all, Mom. That's right. Mm-hmm. And you don't see nobody snooting around me, do you? Because they know right off the top they can't afford that lady. They already tell themselves, I can't afford that lady.
Right. Exactly.
I know because I know my worth, okay?
Know my worth. Right.
I know what I'm worth. And I convinced myself that one time in my mid-30s of my second marriage that, okay, well, I guess I better stop putting myself above everybody and go ahead and, you know, and marry this guy. Yeah, because I kind of feel like he really does love me. Okay, I should have followed my first man, right? I should have stayed above. I should have stayed a class above. Because I already knew my worth, but, you know, I was going to compromise, bring myself down. I said, maybe I'm too high-minded. Let me step on down some, you know. Not that
right.
I look down on nobody, you know, because I don't want him to feel that way. I do like him. I care for him deeply, but, you know, I don't want him to feel like, and I don't want people that know that we're in a relationship to feel like I'm too high for him or he's too much for him. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I tried to compromise with society. Now, see, that's what gets you in trouble, compromising with society. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like it is, young lady. Don't ever compromise with society. You know your worth, okay?
You know your worth.
Know your worth. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Excellent
Mom,
topic.
I like
Excellent
that.
Topic.
I like that. I believe that we have another caller. So, Mom, we're going to put you in the green room so you can continue to listen to the show. We're going to go to our other caller. All righty, then. Tia, your
Hello?
Caller is on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was, this is your grandmother, and I was listening to your show. It's really interesting. One of the points that I would like to share is that with young ladies, preteen, teenagers, I think the problem is that people get too attached to things and people too early in life.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
instead of just sharing in a relationship, it's like
mm-hmm.
they committed to being married to each other and you're just dating or you're just seeing each other for the moment. Experience it will make you wise. And
right.
you will know what decisions to say yes and what to say no. But being in any kind of relationship that you got to be in a back and forth, he said, she said, I like, don't like this, and it's not worth your time.
That's
it
right.
is it
That's
is
right.
not worth your time. I never will forget. I shared with the lady years ago, a lady was calling her, and I said, as long as she's calling you, you already got what she want. So
right.
why should it be in a struggle? If you taking the time to call me, then I got something that you want, and that's the evidence because you're calling me for it and trying
right.
to upset me in it and all that. I think you
uh-huh.
should be, people in general should be more into what am I learning from this experience. It's not a thing that, I want to spend the rest of my life with the first person I've met because you don't know anybody else. Not like
right.
that. You have time. You have time
mm-hmm.
to live instead of just existing with one deadbeat person
right.
that you know very little about, and
mm-hmm.
you haven't seen them do anything. I'm to the point now, and this is old school. You want to impress me? Buffer egg. Put it together with all the substance in it with no seams. That's
uh-huh.
that's what it's gotten to. So it's
all
not
right.
about. so much of, you know, what you can do for me and this, that, and the other. But like we said, I know my worth. I know what I want to spend time doing. And if I choose to spend time with you at this time or this moment, it's okay for now. But that don't mean you own me. And that's
exactly
what is
right.
happening with our young ladies is they're getting in this thing about my property. And no person owns another human being. It just don't work like
that's
that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
and that's
right.
That's the mentality that people are having now that's ruining that could be good relationships, because they look at it the wrong way, that's what tears down the relationship and make it not something that you would even want to deal with in the time to come. So,
and you know what else, grandmother? That what you just said is a controlling relationship that can lead to domestic
and that's what that's the whole thing, because it's one thing about it, if they push you or shove you and you even let them get away with that, the next time it's going to be a sock upside your head or a punch in the side or to pull you and tell you, I tell you who to talk to. It's ownership thing. And you don't need that kind of stuff, because no one owns you and you own no one. It just don't work
that way
because you do not give this individual life and breath and all things. So that ought to tell you, you don't own anybody. You know, you
share in a
relationship. That's what it's about. And very few
people
understand share in a relationship. And that don't mean this is the only relationship I'm going to have. I'm sharing this relationship with you at this time. And when I no longer want to, then we should be able to sit down and say, well, I'm getting ready to go in another direction, and I don't feel like at this time that you will be the person to go with me in that relationship. Because as time go on, there will be questions asking your own head, who am I going to take with me in the next chapter of my life? And you'd better be able to answer it. Because some are not even worth taking. They're not worth taking. So,
well, I'm a living in witness to that grandmother, because I had three husbands. I didn't mind moving on. And over the course of over the course of 40 years, you know, I didn't care whether they wanted it or not. It was going to happen because I'm going about my business. You're it for me, you know.
Yeah. And you have to start, instead of looking around, one of the things I learned in life is that a lot of times we think we can take people with us because we care about them. You can't even take them even when you care about them, because they don't want to go. They don't see what you see. They don't understand
what you understand.
And even when you're doing everything for them, they still don't get it. So that's baggage. So do yourself a favor. You know, check out stuff, look at stuff, and don't be in denial about what you learn about an individual.
That's the biggest
mistake. Don't go there.
And don't try to compromise with what society says.
That's right.
Do not compromise
tell it like it
your
is.
Life
be
about what
about
society
it.
Says. That's right.
Yeah.
Because it's you need to go by what you feel, because when you get that good feeling, that's the one you better listen to.
You can rest assured. You can rest assured that's the right
one. That's the one you better listen to.
Hello. But I'm enjoying the show, and you can put me back in the room, and I'll just continue to listen. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Well,
Kia.
Congratulations on your first hosting. You have done a dynamite job. Just let me time out to say that. Yes, and so your sister can owe you some props there, I'll tell you. And so it's about time for, it is time for us to go. So I'm going to turn it over to you with your closing words, and when you're finished, then Trisha's theme song, closing theme song, will play. Take it away, girl.
I would like to honestly thank everybody who called in tonight on my first time co-hosting my sister's show. I really appreciate and take into consideration you all opinions. And everyone have a good night.
All right. We'll see you what next week, same time, same place, y'all. Good night.
Good night.